Yo, what it do? This is Young Vic, man. One third of them fools, man. I'm tuned into Consider This.
I don't know why everybody paused right there. That's right, y'all. Tuned into Consider This. We had Miss Stoney dropping nothing but knowledge and telling the truth. So there's nothing you can say about either that. And the topic is still, of course, independent. She took my phone. The topic, of course, still is independent women. I have a lot of posts that I wanted to respond to, or at least read, and I'm gonna have to do that in 1 second. But so we summed it up: humble yourself, trust, and you know, pick your battles wisely.
Pretty much, yes. Yep.
So we have a couple of more dating tips. I guess we can get into these and see what you think about this. So, in no particular order, it says finding a romantic a partner is only one of the goals that you can have at once. That's the difference between something that is a priority or having an obsession. No one wants to be the captain of Ahab of the dating world. Finding a romantic romantic partner means sexual.
I would think of.
I know. To me. If we use our common sense.
What else would romantic mean?
But why would you need to find that?
Want somebody to take you around and rub your feet? I think that's creepy if we're not sexually and then you want to rub my feet. I think that's creepy.
All right. We don't know about number one. So number two is when you like a guy and your mutual friend have multiple anecdotes about him. Okay, we're not going to read these because this is not making sense.
It's not. I thought it was me, but okay, I'm glad you said
it. Yeah, because then it says work on your gaydar. It's not about getting someone to think you're good enough for them. Stop worrying about potential rejection for you being too fat, too short. Let me take this out my notebook because I don't know who wrote this, but where? We're not going to worry about that. Let's switch it up a little bit. Let's talk about George Zimmerman. So did you hear about him? And I do the Galveston place, pop my lips on that one. So apparently he has a girlfriend, which I mean, I'm not following him, but I didn't know he was divorced either.
I didn't know. I knew that they were going to get a divorce, but I didn't know he had a girlfriend. When I heard about it, I thought it was the wife. And then when I heard about it on the news, they said the girlfriend. I'm like, a girlfriend? He just had a wife not too long ago.
Yeah, I don't understand. But according to Sanford, Florida, and George Zimmerman's girlfriend said that he tried to choke her about a week ago during an altercation that was initially reported to the police. A prosecutor told the judge Tuesday during Zimmerman's first court appearance on domestic violence charges. So why did it take? This man is amazing. Why does he never get locked up right after something happened?
He must have got some.
Because this says this happened a week ago.
Why is his dad a judge or something like that?
Girl, it's nice to be a Zimmerman boy because it took him a week to be arraigned and probably got locked up. They said both Zimmerman and the girlfriend called 911 and provided dueling descriptions to the dispatcher about the argument at the home she rented where Zimmerman was also staying. I can not pronounce her name, and I'm not going to embarrass myself trying to. But during the emergency call, she said that he was pointing a gun at her, smashing a coffee table, and pushing her outside. Zimmerman also called dispatchers, denying pointing a gun at her, and blamed her for the broken table. However, the girlfriend disputes that ordeal, and she says that she started from a verbal argument, then she asked Zimmerman to leave. And on her account, in the arrest report, he says that he began packing his belongings, including a shotgun and you really riding around with an assault rifle and a shot? Really, George? Really?
I guess he felt like since he was neighborhood watch, he could do that. Apparently, that's what they made him believe. But his wife, that's why she left him.
But she said he was beating on her for years. Why didn't she stand up for that little boy? Because now it's double jeopardy.
She probably was scared.
I know the women that I know those women that was on that jury. They should get under a rock and blow themselves up. Because you gotta feel real stupid. that even though the wife was saying had domestic violence disputes, mm-hmm. and now this coming out, you gotta feel bad that you let him go.
Mm-hmm.
It is serving no time.
It's guns involved. He's like pointing guns in these people's
shotguns
faces.
And assault rifle. I would have called the police too. You lunatic.
The problem is you're not gonna point no gun in my face. But then I heard that when the police got there, he barricaded himself in the house.
Mm-hmm.
And called them on the phone while he was in the house. I don't know exactly what he said, but I think that's crazy.
I wish a girl should have had the 911 call. I'm going to remember next time. I might bring it on Friday. The lady said, you point your gun at my freaking face. She's heard telling Zimmerman that on a 911 call. Get out of my house. Do not push me out of my house. Please get out of my house. Second later, she told the dispatch, you're kidding me? He pushed me out of my house and locked me out. He knows how to do this. He knows how to play this game.
Then he must told her something.
Moments later, Zimmerman called 911 from inside the house. Ooh, I wish I had these recordings. This joint had to be funny. They told him that I have a girlfriend who, for the lack of better words, has gone crazy on me.
I could smack him in his face.
I can't get over him riding around with an assault rifle and a shotgun.
Are there deers in Florida?
Probably.
I mean, but it's rare, right?
But they ain't walking around in the street
at
the traffic
light. So it's not like you're about to go hunting or something. What are you doing?
And with a shotgun, though. I don't think you're even supposed to kill deers with shotguns. There has to be some kind of
law. I don't even think he should be able to carry a gun, period. Even though he did beat the case, which I think he shouldn't have. But he shouldn't be allowed to carry a gun for a while, I don't think. He's not responsible. And then a shotgun, are you serious?
Girl, and he only 30. I thought that man was older than that.
I did too. He's only 30.
30 years old. He looks rough. I thought he was way older than 30.
He's only 30.
Dang.
He's crazy.
Well, that's probably why he's acting out.
But I think the females are crazy because I know she know.
The wife looks older than 30 too.
She did. Is she 30?
Well, don't say nothing about the wife. And they set his bond at only $9,000. You know you only got to pay 10% of that.
His dad, I'm telling you, I think I remember hearing his dad was a judge. I'm telling you, I think I remember hearing that. And that's crazy that you can do stupid stuff like this and just keep getting away with it. I don't understand. When is he going to get caught? When is something going to happen?
Girl, when he kills somebody else.
He probably going to get off again.
But you know what's funny about all this? She a white woman.
He might get got this time, then.
He gonna get got this time. His father better be on the phone.
Calling everybody.
IGing people. Tweeting people. Because they gonna have to make that happen. He needs to go to jail this time.
He does.
Up to 5 years imprisonment. Of course, he's not gonna do that long.
No.
I don't never want to live in Florida.
Florida rules, they're like Virginia. It's like they can make their own rules.
They do. It seems like they just wake up and make rules. Like, today we're going to do this.
Right.
Because you remember the black woman that shot in the air. She didn't hurt anybody and she was in jail. I need to check and see if she's still in jail.
I saw an article not too long ago. She was out.
But she still served more time than Zimmerman did.
She served a lot of time.
And she went to jail that night.
And I think they gave her something like a life sentence, basically, mm-hmm. just for shooting in the air, just to scare
for
her.
Child
because
endangerment.
Wasn't she getting attacked by her boyfriend?
He was beating
like
her behind.
It's crazy.
I don't like that.
That's crazy.
Well, let me tell y'all, do not move to Florida and do not fall in love with George Zimmerman. Because he's borderline on Erykah Badu status. And you you know, the song is Fall in Love. In parentheses, the joint says Your Funeral. So y'all better watch out for George Zimmerman and the state of Florida. We're going to be back. Because we're going to get dating tips from Stoney. I tore the paper out the notebook. It was not worth it. Are you down?
I'm down.
All right.
The views and opinions expressed on this program are those of the host and their guest and not necessarily those of its advertisers. Please consult your own personal advisor before acting upon anything discussed on The Beat.